Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Guess what? It's Saturday, which means it's Kids Animal Stories Day. So right after this episode, make sure you hop on over to the other podcast, Kids Animal Stories, for today's adventure. Today's story comes to us from Chloe. Hey, Chloe, she sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for a story about a rabbit who doesn't want to eat carrots anymore? Me too, let's go! It was a beautiful day on the farm when Chloe the rabbit was waking up. Have you ever seen a rabbit yawn before?
Oh, it's so adorable! Their little paws and their cute fluffy tail, and when they stretch with their floppy ears, and it is
all just too cute for me to handle.
Well, as Chloe stretched her legs and got moving for the day, she said,
I'm hungry. It is time for breakfast, she said.
As she ran over to her kitchen, opened up the fridge, and it was completely full of a rabbit's favorite food. Can you think of what a rabbit really likes to eat?
Yes, carrots!
Yes, her fridge was full of carrots from the top to the bottom. It was completely orange. But today felt different to Chloe.
Kind of getting tired of eating carrots. I need something else to eat. Something that isn't orange and isn't a carrot.
What else in the world is there to eat? I've only eaten carrots my entire life, and now that I'm tired of them, what am I gonna do? Chloe the rabbit started to cry because she had never had anything else to eat in her whole life. She was a little worried that she wouldn't be able to find anything just right.
Wait a second. Maybe the pig knows.
The pig eats all kinds of things. He's kind of gross, but maybe he'll have an idea of what I could eat. Chloe the rabbit walked outside and over towards her friend, Peyton the pig.
What's going on, Chloe?
Said Peyton.
Hey, good morning, Peyton, said Chloe. I have a question for you. I have been eating the same food my entire life, orange carrots, and I'm ready to switch it up. I need to try something new, but I don't know what to eat. I know rabbits are we're supposed to eat our carrots, but I really want to try something else, and I need your help.
I like to eat, like a big pile of garbage. Have you ever tried garbage before?
Ew.
Chloe was afraid of garbage. She did not like eating garbage. Have you ever... Oh, dear. Yeah, we don't eat garbage either.
Well, thank you, Mr. Peyton Pig. But I think I'm going to keep on looking. Thank you. Bye.
Anytime. Bye.
Who is going to help me? Who is going to know? Who? Oh, yes. Who can help me?
Wait, what is Chloe talking about? Who's who? Can you think of an animal that might be named who?
Oh, yes, the owl. There was an owl that lived nearby, and she was a very wise old owl. She had been through everything, and she must know all the answers.
As Chloe started on her journey over to see the old owl, she had to cross a river, and she did not like to swim.
What am I going to do? I forgot about this river,
said Chloe. She looked back and forth, measuring how far across the river was. She realized she could not jump across it.
Oh, that's way too far.
Why, hello there.
What was that? Chloe turned around and there he was. Standing over her was
Wallace the Wolf.
Ha! You seem to be lost. Can I help you?
She didn't know what to say. She was completely frozen in fear. Because Wallace the Wolf
liked to
eat rabbits.
Her eyes were buzzing around, looking for a place to hide. There it was. There was a little hole inside of the river. She took off running for it as fast as she could, and Wallace was right behind.
Hey, hey, slow down there. I want to talk to you, and just slow down a minute. I'm just trying to figure, I can help you. Just stop.
Chloe was able to dive into the hole, but Wallace was right there.
Hey, I can tell that you look lost or something. Let me help you.
He started digging and digging deeper into the hole. Chloe was very afraid. She ran all the way to the back of the hole, and she didn't know what to do. She started to cry.
Oh no, what am I gonna do? I was just looking for new food and...
Oh my goodness, what is going on over here?
Ah, who is that? Who's in here with me?
Shouted Chloe.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry that I scared you, but my name's Oliver. I'm an otter. Don't worry.
Oh, good. You see, there's a wolf out there. He's trying to get me.
Ah, the wolf? Are you talking about Wallace? We gotta get out of here.
Yeah, I know, said Chloe. But I don't know. Is there another way out?
Yes. Yes, there is. Just come with me. Come this way.
Oliver the otter led Chloe the rabbit down a secret passage. This was a way that she did not know, and she was glad that she was being led by the expert.
All right. Well, you see, this is going to take us out to the river, and you're going to have to swim. Do you know how to swim?
I guess I do, but I just don't like it.
I know, but this is an emergency. You're going to have to jump for it and swim, or else Wallace, he is going to get us. Hurry!
Shouted Oliver.
Oh no! Is Chloe the rabbit going to be able to get out of there in time before Wallace the wolf gets her?
Well, hop on over to the Kids Animal Stories podcast to listen to chapter 2 of this adventure. I'll see you over there. Bye!
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shout outs. I want to say hey to Golsa from Iran, Caroline from New York, Kian from Singapore, Gulliver and Rory from Minnesota, Alex from Florida, Bradford and Silas from Canton, Ohio, and Devlin and Liam from Vancouver Island, British Columbia. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you over on the Kids Animal Stories podcast. Bye!